Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spirit Talk Radio. My name is Angel and I am your host. I would like to extend to you this invitation to join me today on a journey of exploration, discovery, and clarity with one of the many guests from the community who is committed to helping us all on our journey of spiritual transformation. Enjoy the show and be prepared to ask questions if you have them. Looking forward to seeing you today, tomorrow, and thereafter. Enjoy.
Well, good morning. I hope you guys are having a fantastic Saturday. I am here in the beautiful San Francisco Bay Area. The sun is out. It is beautiful and it is hopeful and delicious, as I like to say on a beautiful Saturday morning. Thank you for tuning in. This morning we are to have our guest, which is tarot reader Andy Parker. We're still waiting for him to call in. So if we sit here just for a minute, see if we can get him on the line. But in the meantime, we have some people waiting on hold. So I got you guys here. I also have a few people who have texted some questions. So, you know, hopefully we get them in. It's been a bit of a challenge lately getting our callers to get in with all the stuff that's going on. It has been kind of rough the last couple of weeks. So if we can't get them to come in, we will schedule them for another day. I hope everybody's having a great time. Hope everybody's doing all right out there with everything that's happening with the COVID virus and the pandemic. And hopefully everybody is doing okay. I'm going to go ahead and take a caller so that we can keep the energy flowing as we go. Good morning. You're on the air. Who am I speaking to?
This is Kimberly Ford.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing really well. What part of the country are you calling from?
I'm calling from Georgia, actually.
Oh, well, hello, Georgia. You guys opened up already, didn't you? Or are you guys still going through that process?
Well, no, certain parts, the whole state is not open, though.
Oh, not everybody? How's that working out?
Yeah. So it's the salons and barbershops and bowling alleys that are open.
Okay.
CDC provisions. So
so here in California, we're still trying to figure out what all that looks like and you know, how that's going to go. How are you doing through it all? How do you feel like you're doing with your energy and with your health? Do you feel okay with it, or are you feeling kind of?
I was boosting my immune system before this happened, and I make sure I wear my mask and other precautions, and I haven't went out anywhere yet, so.
That's important. You know, the immune system is affected by a lot of stuff, right? You know, your nutrition,
right?
All the vitamins and minerals, but a lot of things that affect the immune system that people aren't aware of is physical activity and stress. And so,
right.
The hard part about being sequestered is we stress out on stuff that we don't normally stress out on because we're locked in and we're stuck in the space and all that kind of stuff. So it's important to make sure that you are not stressing out too hard, make sure that you're healthy and that you're taking care of yourself, that you're taking care of your immune system, that you're walking around, moving around, so your body gets activity, and your body is conditioned to fight this kind of stuff off. So, you know, I think we'll be okay, you know, if people just take care of themselves and focus your energy on trusting, right? We have to trust that the divine spirit, that God's not going to let us just destroy ourselves. We have to trust, and that's important. What caused you to call in this morning?
Yeah, well, I just I was calling in to get a little mini reading. I saw that you had a new person that I hadn't seen on there before. So
yes, and we're still trying to get him on. You know, last couple of weeks, as I said, we've been challenged with getting our practitioners on. Some of them have had difficulty with technology and all that kind of stuff. So I'm gonna work with you guys here for a little bit, and you may have to reschedule him. But Anthony is new to our family. He is a tarot reader and an energy healer. So I was looking forward to having him. I'm still waiting to see if we can't get him on. Still looking for his ID on the switchboard. So as soon as he gets on, we will see Willie Gates with him. Otherwise, you know, I'll hang out here for about 30 minutes. If he doesn't come, then we'll reschedule him for another day. We're not going to give up on him. We'll just get him for another day. He's from the New York area, too. So, you know, this it's kind of crazy in the New York area.
Okay.
But did you have a question or do you want to continue to dismiss it?
A question for you?
Yeah, I can answer a question. I'm happy to answer a question.
Oh, okay. Well, I just want to know, I am presently looking for, I have a job, but I'm presently looking for a new one.
Okay.
And just want to know what you see for me for the next couple of months.
So you're looking for something new compared to
Correct.
What you're doing now. Okay, let's have a look and see if something new is going to be coming in. Well, one of the things that that I'm seeing is that, you know, now's the time to kind of strategize and reorganize and prioritize, you know, what you want to do, what you really enjoy doing. And a lot of the energy that's coming through for you is very spiritual. So it's like you have to do some inward work around what you want to do versus having to do, so that you can establish yourself in a new direction. And it feels like it's spiritual in nature. So I don't know if you're thinking about taking on some energy work. I don't know if you're thinking about becoming a healer or even taking on, you know, doing this. But it feels like the direction is going to be in the direction of spirit. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And so now's the time to take that on. And, you know,
a lot of people
are being called to the light work as a result of this pandemic.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people are waking up and changing their path. So you won't be the only one. And now's the time. There's a lot of education out there. There's a lot of partnerships for you to kind of engage with. There's a lot that you can do because we're in this space. A lot of practitioners, you know, I'm going to be just taking on some mentoring. I call it my junior mentoring program. If you're interested, go to my website, angelthacker.com, and you can join my mailing list. I have some neat offerings, meditation, some other things to get for free. But you'll also find out more about my programs as they launch. But now's the time for you to think about that, if that's what you want to do. But it really feels like your hands specifically, working with your hands. And the cool thing about that is, you know, pandemic has opened up this whole world of global platform versus your community. So if you got a phone, you got a headset, a microphone, and you got a computer, you are now going from having access to your community to having access to the 7 billion people across the world, right?
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's something for you to think about, and that's what I see in terms of going back to work. You know, it's going to, I just don't feel like you're happy with what you're doing. I feel like you want to be in a more joyous space and a more in control and more freedom. So this is something that I would encourage you to take on. I would encourage you to sit down and take it on, do some research on who might be out there that's doing the work that you are attracted to, that kind of lights you up, and pursue that while we have the time.
Okay.
That's what I see for you, sweetheart. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I hope that works out. Let me know how that goes. Thank you so much for calling in, and hopefully we can get Anthony on here maybe next week so that we can get you guys connected so you can engage with him as well. Have a fantastic day. All righty. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you, honey. Bye-bye. So, yeah, a lot of people are being called to the work, which is really interesting to me how that happens. We go into kind of a shadow, dark phase, and what it happens at the end of it is it opens up the door for more light workers to come into play. Let me see who else we got on the line. Thank you for holding.
Hello?
This is Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Angel. This is Lisa. How are you doing? Thank you.
I'm fine, Lisa. How are you?
Oh, I'm glad I got in. And thank you for taking my call.
It's my pleasure. What can I do for you today?
I listened to the introduction. It was very excellent. I just have a specific question. It won't take much of your time. I'm kind of really nervous because I know I'm having company over, and
okay.
I think he said to me that this week coming up or next week, but again I want to make sure that I have the provide the hospitality. But I'd like to know when do you have it like a frame, kind of like a time frame? I know sometimes time frame can be off, but do you see it happening this week or next week?
So I just want to make sure I understand your question. So you're saying you're having some friends over?
A friend is coming over, and I don't know when exactly. My snow friend's coming over, and I know he's come before, and I have not been here, and he has to travel 2 hours, and I said, okay, well, why don't you call? And it's not my fault, and I just kind of wanna know if you see a time frame when my male friend is coming.
So you want to know when he's going to come? He lives 2 hours away, and you want to know and it feels like all this chaos has to subside, and it feels like that's the issue for him, is the drama and all the issues with this what's going on. So this is going to ease up as you enter into June. It's going to ease up, so it looks like it's going to be at least going into June before you get a chance to kind of feel the relief and have him come over.
Cool.
It feels like go ahead.
No, I'm sorry, I'm going to interrupt you. Go ahead, please.
No, go ahead. What did you need to say? It's okay.
Thank you. You said that it looks like around June.
It looks like that's when things are going to ease up, yes. As we enter into June, that'll be possible. So what I really would encourage you to do is focus on clearing your space and clearing the clouds between your energies. You can do some work with the golden ray to just clear the space, to sit in contemplation. You're not trying to affect his opinion, not trying to affect his free will, just trying to clear the connection so that he feels okay with all this drama that's going on, that he feels nice and comfortable so that he can come over. And that's what you want, just clear, calm connection. Sit in your meditation in the golden ray. Bring the golden ray in from above you, going through your crown chakra and grounding you all the way into the ground. So visualize that golden ray kind of coming in through your head, top of your head, going through down the middle of your body like a pole, all the way down to the earth, grounding you to the earth. And just be in that space. That golden ray is the loving, supportive ray of the divine. That's the God ray. And what that's going to do is it's going to give you a space of peace. It's going to give you a space of love. It's going to give you a space of clarity. And then what you want to do is you want to send that lovingly out between the connection of the two of you. And the only thing you want to do is ask for calm, relaxation, ask for support, and ask for hope, and just let that path between the two of you guys be cleared so that he feels comfortable. As soon as he feels comfortable, then he'll be willing to come. But right now, he's just not comfortable. It's a long drive, and there's just a lot of crazy. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. I one more thing. The drama right now, he told me he is working on it to clear it. And I know it's going to clear because there's going to be somebody or two or three who are going to be moving out from where he's at.
Right.
Do you see him that he is doing his part of clearing the drama?
That's what he's working on, and there's nothing that you can do to affect what he's working on. He's got to be willing. Awesome. He's got his own stuff to work on. And so if he's working on it, he's got to do the work to get it clear, and he's resisting, he's going through his own stuff. So what I want you to focus on is you can't focus on his energy because you can't do anything about his energy, right? You can't make him step faster. You can't make him focus the way you want him to focus. He has to be willing to do what he needs to do. But what you want to do is just clear the path between the two of you. You can clear your space, and then the path between the two of you. Think of it like a window. So he's on one side of the window, you're on the other side of the window. You're responsible for everything that's around you on your side of the window. He's responsible for everything that's around him on his side of the window. So you can't affect what he's doing. You can affect what you're doing. But what you can do is you can clean the window so that you can see yourselves clearer. You guys can engage with more clarity, which will help him.
Wow.
It will help
him
do the work. Oh, thank you. That'll help him do the work. If he can see more clearly, if he can feel more clearly in the connection between the two of you, it will encourage him to continue to do the work.
Wow, I really appreciate your what you said. As you were talking, I was imagining what you said, and I'm going to meditate on that. I felt it
perfect.
As you were talking, and I really am grateful, and I'm going to try to apply this principle to other things and like immediate prep talk. So thank you for reading.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Have a good day. God bless you. Good luck with that, and let me know how that goes. All right.
I will just check. I will. I'm a follower of yours.
Thank you so much. Thank you. You take care. I'll talk to you soon. Bye bye now.
Thank you.
That was really cool. So I have some meditations. If you guys go to my website, angelthacker.com, there's a link there that says meditations. There's some meditations that you can pull up there. The Gold Ray meditation is a really good one because it really helps calm your center. It helps connect you to the divine. It helps to get you in a space where you are grounded. And it's important to be grounded and connected, especially when chaos is going on. Right now we're in a space of chaos in the world. We're in a chaotic, dramatic space. And it's easy to cause your life to feel chaotic, even when it's not, when you're surrounded by chaos. So getting that safe kind of comfort zone, that space where you can clear and you can connect, you can ground, and then be surrounded by the divine love is very, very helpful for everything, whether you're looking for an answer, whether you're trying to calm your process, whatever it is that you're trying to do, it's really needed for that. So got one more colleague here I want to make sure I take care of. Thank you for holding. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, thank you. My name is Catherine, and thank you so much for taking my call.
Well, you're welcome, Catherine. What can I do for you today?
I was wondering if I asked Diane or Deborah to partner up with me on my online business, if they would, and if it would be successful, more successful that way, or if I should just keep at it by myself.
Okay, so are those two different people, or is that one person?
Yes, yeah, I was thinking of approaching two different women to partner up with me. One's Diane, one's Deborah.
Okay, let's look at Diane here real quick.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure. So the interesting thing with Diane's energy is that a lot of healing energy is coming. As I reach out, I'm like, got to clear the chakras, got to ground, got to have confidence, got to have faith. And I see she's got some stuff. She comes with some baggage, so to speak. And it feels like you're not really wanting to take on drama right now. Unless that's the work that you do. So like if your online business has to do with healing and things like that, she may be an interesting person because you can help her and you can, and by you being successful with her, she will do business with you and she will help you and she will help to spread the news and she will help you financially. So it looks like she's got a little money in her pocket, but she's got some drama. She's not in her passion career, so her life is a little upside down. She's got some chakra clearing that she needs to do, and she's got some confidence issues that she needs to work through. And you can't really see that stuff as clear because you're not engaging with her as close with. So she's not a
right.
bad person to work with. It's just the work will be heavy. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And then the other one was Deborah?
Yes.
Okay, let's have a look at it feels like, so, you know, I use these angel cards, and the first card that came up for her was spiritual understanding. And the next card that came up was comfort. And the next card that came up was clairaudience, which is the hearing. So this tells me that all these cards communicate to me that this is a stronger connection. This person's kind of already there, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
This person is just kind of already ready. Both of them are good, but she's a little more advanced in terms of she's kind of graduated already, so the drama isn't there. There's always going to be a little drama in business, so it is okay. But it just feels like Deborah is just, and she's on your page, if that makes sense. You guys are kind of, you guys are on the same page. You guys are like sisters. And so I would, just based on what I'm seeing and what I'm feeling, I feel like Deborah's a stronger candidate for you in what you're trying to accomplish than Diana.
Wow. Oh, thank you. So if I ask her,
does that make sense?
Oh, definitely. Yes. Yeah. No. In asking her, it would be more successful,
right.
If she says yes. Yeah.
So just so that you guys resonate, the thing that is the most important thing for you is to have your process in play. Know how to talk about what you're looking for. Know how to really. Kind of like, you know how the shark, I don't know if you watch Shark Tank, it's one of my guilty pleasures, and you watch Shark Tank, you always know the person that's not going to get the deal.
You think.
Right? You always know the guy's not going to get the deal. You could even say, oh man, why'd you say it that way? Oh, you didn't say it right. You've got to have all your stuff together when you're putting it together, because she feels very businessy and not businessy at the same time. She's listening to everything you say. And if you're going to present her with a business proposition, you want to make sure that she's very clear on how this is going to turn out for her. But also, give her the juicy, fun stuff, too, because she wants her heart to sing. She's trying to plan out her life. She wants to be doing things fun. Does that make sense?
Yeah. She wouldn't ask for money up front, you think, would she?
I'm not feeling that. I'm feeling like this is about... pooling your resources. This is going to be different. This is going to be a little bigger than you think it's going to be. They're asking you to step back and really take a look at the business and put it together like you're going on Shark Tank.
I've never watched it. I'll have to go watch it.
Look at a couple of episodes just to get it together, and if you're lucky, you'll get a couple back-to-back, which are the one that went wrong and one that went right. Because it's about how you talk about your business. And it feels like it's a really great business opportunity because it's business and heart-centered. That's what I'm feeling. And so because it's that heart-centered, it's a little more passion, a little more soul passion in it. So go ahead, go ahead and ask her. But do your research, girl, because you want to make sure that you get in there and you do it the right way. Okay?
Yes, definitely. Oh,
beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And happy Mother's Day if it's
okay. Thank you. Happy Mother's Day if it's appropriate to you as well. Take care. Be safe.
Thank you.
Be well.
Thank
you have a good one. You're welcome.
You too. God bless you. Thank
God
you
bless
so
you.
Much.
Bye-bye. I think one of the things that's really delightful about doing this for living is when you're able to connect with somebody and just light them up. And I really appreciate it. How joyous both of last couple of callers were about getting their messages. And it's all about what you do. I've been doing this for almost 30 years now. I hesitate to say that because it's daunting to say it out loud. 30 years is a long time. But at the end of the day, it's not about the message, right, folks? It's not about sitting down and getting a message. It's about what you do. A couple weeks ago, it might have been last week, I had a reader from the UK on it. She was really good. It was really fun working with her. And one of the things that she said that was really powerful was, I don't like to make predictions, because a prediction means that everything has to go a specific way. When you talk to any kind of a psychic, tarot reader, or anyone, they're going to give you some information. But then when you complete that conversation, you have to go out and live your life of that said prediction. So we're not, you don't get information and then sit in the box and wait for it to happen. You have to go out and make it happen. If you turn right instead of left, it may change the outcome. So getting the information for clarity purposes or for confirmation purposes is beautiful. That's what we're here for. When you go home or when you hang up, your job is to get yourself connected to the divine, connected to spirit, connected to your higher self. Whatever works the best for you, whatever your process is not important. What's important is that you learn to connect to your own intuition so that from that space, you can now take the right step. So that when it's time to turn right, you turn right. When it's time to turn left, you turn left. When it's time to stand still, you stand still. So that the connections that are meant to come to you can come. So that the people that you bump into at the coffee shop are the people you bump into at the coffee shop. So it's like you've got to take action, my friend. And that sounds scary to some people because perhaps you've taken action in the past and it didn't go as well as you would like it to have gone. But I'm going to tell you a secret. We've all been there. We've all lost. We've all took off to run the race and didn't win. That's just what it looks like to be human. Your job is to keep trying. What is it Dory says? Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. Your job is trying. Because life is a test every day. The better you get at it, the less painful the tests are. And they're just stuff. They're just the things that happen to us in life. Summer looks familiar. Thank you for holding what I see you do.
Hi, Mary. Jill.
Jill?
Can you hear me?
How are you today?
Not bad. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Where are you calling from?
New York.
New York. New York, New York. How's it going over there? You doing all right?
Oh, everything? It's been kind of just trying to get used to what's going on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's a crazy world right now, and it's just about, you know, maintaining your focus and staying in positivity, taking care of your body, mind, and spirit through, you know, making sure your immune system is taken care of, making sure you're getting rest, making sure you're doing the things to take care of you, and taking advantage of this to go inwardly and do some transformational work so that you're a little different when you come out on the other side. You know, that's really who we are. What can I do for you today?
Well, what you can do for me, one thing I realized during this time that we're going through is I need to settle down and find myself a partner. So I'm trying to see if you see one coming up, you know, things are about to open soon because I'm really going to put myself out there. Just being alone during this time was kind of difficult.
You're looking, you want to know if someone's coming into your life. And is that what I'm hearing in the future? What is love look like for you? Was that what I'm hearing? Okay, perfect. I have a tip I give my clients every day, and that tip is be specific and clear, especially when it comes to love. Let God know it's everything you're looking for so that God can help you manifest that love you're looking for. And I can feel it. And you're not the only one feeling alone right now. People who have people are feeling alone. It's really hard right now. So you are surrounded by the archangels as they're helping you to kind of finish the process of healing and clearing so that you can open up and be ready for the next person to come into your life. It's going to be a minute because of just the nature of this work. You put yourself out there, but, you know, you live in a part of the country right now, which is just tough, you know, and that's the hard part. People aren't trusting right now. People are afraid right now. Anybody you generate right now, it wouldn't feel good in 6 months because, you know, as things open up, you start to realize that this person wasn't for you. So because it's like a mist, it's like a veil over them, kind of hiding who they really are. So now's the time to focus on yourself. It feels like there is a lot of spiritual work being done with you. Archangel Michael and Archangel Raziel are coming for you, are coming into you. The conversation as healing and clearing. I keep hearing that. Healing and clearing for you over the next 30 days so that you can be kind of ready for this personal walk in. I see once you're able to get out and walk around freely, you're going to get opportunities, and that's plural, opportunities to engage and meet with people. by the end of the year, going into 2021, I see you holding hands with someone. I see you walking and holding hands with someone. But the first thing has to do is all this stuff has to lift. So similar to the other caller, do some introspective work right now to release the stuff and know that you don't want to be in a hurry. This is an important person that's coming to you. So I know that you're lonely. I know that it's hard to go through this. There's nothing that you can do to change where we are, but what you can do is be in a space of gratitude, and that will help. So this whole conversation I had about the golden ray, if you start your day with that golden ray activity and you focus on gratitude, and the gratitude I want you to focus on is I want you to be focused on, say it's a year from now and you've already met that person, you know you're going to meet that person, and you're grateful that God brought you that person. You know it, you believe it, and your faith is so deep that you're going to thank God now for this person that's coming to you in a year. Do that exercise for me every morning. Okay, did you catch that?
Yeah, actually, believe it or not, I've been doing it, actually.
So this is confirmation for you then, isn't that? So sometimes that's what happens. Sometimes we get the confirmation just to say, yeah, this is what you're supposed to do. So be in gratitude every morning. And then at night, be in forgiveness. Release the past to forgiveness. Everything that has happened in every area of your life, including anything that you may even take responsibility, be in forgiveness. Ask for forgiveness and give forgiveness. Gratitude in the morning, forgiveness at night. Do that in any other spiritual work that you may find that you may be connected to. Do that work for the next 30 days, and you will start to shift, and you will be ready. Once everything lifts and you're able to get back in, because I'm not seeing this virtual thing working for you. You need to talk to your heart needs to be touched. You're very passionate in your process. So it's like you need to look somebody in the eye. It's a little different with you. And there's people out there that want that. Okay. So, it's kind of the image they're showing me. It's kind of like a little creature who just withers away if it can't have human contact. That's what it feels like. Like, you really need human contact. You need to talk to people. You need to see people. Look people in the eye. You need to shake hands and hug. You're that guy. And so because of that, this is just hard for you. So what I don't want you to do is I don't want you to create a conversation where the situation that we're in is defining whether you're going to find somebody, because it's just causing you to feel that way. And it's not. It's just the situation that we're in. So work on yourself, work on kind of lifting your vibration, do some things with joy, put some music on, sing, dance, keep the joy vibration going in your space. If you go to my website, angelbacker.com, I have a little free 14-day joy trip. There's some audio files there you can listen to. Kind of help raise your vibration. It's free. Destroy my mailing list, and it's free. Just anything to keep you from allowing this shadow energy from this time that we're in to creep into your space. So you got to maintain that joyous process in your space. And as you're being in gratitude for this person that's coming to you, also be in gratitude for us, lifting and being removed from this space, because we will, and it'll be okay. So when this is all done, I want you to be ready to receive this person. So don't get frustrated. Have faith. Have absolute faith and certainty that this is going to happen. It is just the space we're in. And I know that's a little tough, but you're going to get there and you're going to be okay. I can feel that opening up. I can feel your heart opening and getting back to its normal process. Once all this opens up, and you guys are hit pretty heavy in New York, so just breathe through it, okay? Just breathe through it, and do that work, do that morning and evening work, and it will help. And if you want to, run over to my website, get that free tool. It'll help you kind of maintain some joyous energy, And then when we get out of this, you'll be ready and you can start, you know, getting back to social activities, and it'll be okay. Does that help? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I'm glad I called.
I'm glad you called too. I'm glad you called. And let me, I appreciate you too. If anything, you know, need anything else, let me know and let me know how everything goes. And take care. Be very safe out there in New York for me, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. You have a good day. Thank you very much. And we got one more caller. I'm going to go ahead and grab this call. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Yes. Hi, this is Regina.
Hi, Regina. How are you today?
I'm doing well. And you?
I'm doing really great. Sitting here, had a having a good time with the callers. Our guest wasn't able to make it in, so I'm just kind of winging it with everybody. So I'm just answering questions.
Gotcha.
What can I do for you today?
I wanted to check in with love and and see what are you picking up in that area.
Okay, let me see what I can see here for you. All right. Okay, let's see what we got here.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. So, you know, I always use cards to just do the general. I have to name the cards I work with just to get the energy. And the first card that came to me was take your power back. You have, you know, you're in a space right now where you are almost like redefining yourself. And in order to manifest this love, you need to take your power back and make the changes in your life. It looks like there's a career discussion happening where you're just kind of in a transitional state in your life, and you're going to be victorious. The things that you want to do are coming, and they're coming hard and fast. It's like a blink of an eye. Things are going to start changing. So you want to focus your energy on creating this change so that you can become this powerful, empowered entity that you've been put here to be. Once that happens, you're going to meet someone that's your equal, that's on that playing field. So it's an interesting answer because you want to know, you know, is something coming and when? The answer to the question is it's going to come as quickly as you want it to come when you complete the projects that you're kind of working on yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes, that would make sense.
Go ahead.
I was going to say because of the career, I mean, thank God I work from home anyway, so that's good. Yes, I mean, I'm thankful for that. And but at the same time, it's a contract job, so I have to, like, okay, dealing with this pandemic that we have going on, you know, I've been in transition with that for, like, maybe 3 years now because I've been just on contract jobs, like contract work. There's nothing like the stability that I want, because I said right now I feel like I'm okay right now, and I was like, and I got tired of focusing on work, and I'm like, you know what, let me just shift something. And I do talk to someone right now. I do. It just
I love that. That's,
yeah,
that's the fun. It's like I'm talking to someone. I always tease people like, what you guys talking about? Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, it's, I've been knowing this person like over a year, maybe a year and a half now. So, but I just feel like, you know, just take it slow and whatnot. And there's a lot of stuff that's going on that's in the, that's behind the scenes, and that's okay, you know. But
right,
I just
right.
like, but I feel like, but I feel like I'm ready. You know, because I'm like, okay, it's like, okay, I'm getting frogs, but, you know, I'm like, I'm done, I'm over it now.
I get it.
That's mine.
Right, I get it. And so it's like, you know, a couple of things I want to say for you. The first thing I want to say is I've been shuffling the cards and pulling the card as you're talking. And every time I shuffle the card and pull a card out, the same card comes up no matter what I do, and it's career transition. But this process of creating your purpose, your passion, and really focusing on you and what you're here to do. And, you know, you're a person that connective conversation every day, where you're connected to the divine every single day, and you bring that energy in to give you that clarity, is going to be really super important, so that as you're going through this transition time, that you're able to create this blessed career change, that you're this shift that you're trying to create. And you're very intuitive. You know, a lot of energy coming to me, and you're very intuitive. So it feels like you have access to the source. Sometimes it's normal as humans. Mm-hmm. We're like, I don't know, man. That sounds kind of wacky. You know, we all get that.
Yeah.
So that morning connection, that golden ray connection for you, will help you become attuned better and with your intuition. And journaling helps with that too. Journaling will help kind of help you suss out the messages and get it together, so that you can kind of be a little more clear, a little more focused, and then a little more trusting of what's coming to you. So that's the one thing that I have for you. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I have for you in my process of my early morning meditation and my morning prayer group, it came to me this morning that today is a pivotal point. Today is an action day. Today is a day to really look at what it is that you want to do and starting the process. Let go of the past. You have to forgive and ask forgiveness and heal and let go of the past and look forward in a direction is up for you. Not straight across the room. You don't want to look forward straight across the room. You have to look forward up, because you're shifting in an upward direction. And the reason why it's not feeling like it's all right. You're talking, you described it as talking to someone. It's not like a passionate life, the soul twin flame. It doesn't feel like that, because they're straight across the other side of the room. And as you look up, you don't see it, you don't see them anymore, because the person that you're approaching is up there. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I was gonna say, like, every time I'll ask about career, I would get something totally different. Like, you know how you hear other people ask about career and stuff like that, it just seems like they can get kind of like more of a straight answer, like it's clear answer. But when I ask about it, it's totally different answer. Same with love. I'm like, what?
It's because you're not clearly where you're supposed to be at. You're a moving target, right? For many people, and the examples you gave were so clear, is because they're there already, and you're still transitioning into who you're supposed to be. And so you're a moving target, and that's the challenge. That's the challenge. And, you know, if you haven't determined what your purpose is, and in all fairness, I hear your point. I do. I get it. And, some people, I'm like that too. I'm a difficult person to read, because this is what I do. And so people will know, they'll try to give me answers, and I'm like, that doesn't make any sense, or that doesn't apply. I don't understand what you're talking about. Because when you are highly gifted and you are walking in the light, and then you're, I call it a moving target, because you're still kind of in that transitional phase, it's difficult to hit the ball into the basket in a way that you are like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And so, there's nothing I can do to change that. It's going to take your standing up and going up to this level to meet the life partner you're looking for. You can meet lots of really cool people and have some fun, but you said it very clearly. It was beautiful. You said, I'm ready. So it's like, it's time for that life partner to come in. You have to get up to this higher level to pull in the life partner you're going to be happy with. So if you say to someone, am I going to find my life partner in the next 6 months, and you're not moving in that direction, the answer is either going to be no, or it's going to be obscure. So part of this has to be you completing this transition, and the answers will be clearer when you complete the transition. Does that make sense?
I mean, yeah, I understand what you're saying on that. It just...
I know, it's frustrating. She's like, I get it, but it's frustrating, right?
You're right. So. Yeah, it's frustrating. I'm feeling it in me. I'm frustrated because it's like, yeah, because I was being like that towards my career, like, you know, thinking I'm going to get the position, think I'm going to get the job, the interview and stuff, and then it just falls through. And I'm like, oh, my God. gosh, it's like I feel going through something, and when it's like when it comes to career, it's just okay. It's just not in the making. I mean, it's in the making, but it's behind the scenes. They're not really clear on what it could be, blah blah blah. But I just have to stay over here, you know, and I'm okay with that. It's just that's why I didn't focus on the career thing, because it is what it is right now. It's a pandemic. I don't expect to get a lot of interviews, and that's why I'm not really focusing on that. And plus, I work from home. I'm not stressed. So I'm like, you know what? That cut down my commute. I'm with my kids. I'm good. You know, if anything go down, it's easy for me to get around to it. But I figured, okay, I just want to think of, let me focus on love and see where they at, because I've been by myself like 6 years now since my divorce. So I was like, I feel like I'm so ready.
I'm ready. I'm so ready. She's like, I'm ready. Let's do this. Come on, I'm ready.
I am ready. Like,
she's ready. What do they say? It is on like Donkey Kong. She's ready.
Yeah, I am. I'm at that point. Like I mean, if choices come, that's fine. And just, you know, I want to have a partner, or I want to be partner up with someone.
I got you.
That matches my energy, matches me. Not that one that's like me, but matches me. So
I'm going to give you some tools. I'm going to give you a couple of tools, okay? So I'm going to give you the full tool, the full flow rate tool. You can write this down. You can go back and listen to it. But this is what I give my clients when I work with them. And I do this every morning at 8 o'clock in the morning. I do this. I have a national call, and I do this every morning. It's my two-minute. The first 2 minutes is you pull in the golden ray. Golden ray comes in from the top of the head. You take it down to the bottom. You breathe it in. It goes all the way down and grounds you to the ground. And you spend 2 minutes in gratitude. 2 minutes in gratitude, thanking God for everything. You can name specific things, or if you don't have anything specific, you just be in gratitude for 2 minutes. After that 2 minutes, you do the green ray. You pull the green ray from the earth, the root chakra to your heart chakra, then you send it out in a wave of love. And that's forgiveness, where you forgive.
Mm-hmm.
2 minutes of forgiveness. You can name the people, the places, the things, or you can just say, I forgive. I like to say you can't go on a journey into the future with baggage from the past, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So you gotta use that forgiveness. Do that for 2 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
After that, you take the white opalescent ray comes in from the top and takes you to the bottom as it hits each chakra. It fills you with this white light. This energy is from the angels. It's healing. It's protective. You can circle yourself with it and send out just love and joy to the universe, and now you ask for forgiveness. So it's, I am thankful, I forgive, please forgive me. You do each of those things, for 2 minutes, gold ray, green ray, white ray.
Mm-hmm.
I am thankful, I forgive, please forgive me. After you finish those three, then you're going to ask for what you want. What do you need to ask for what you want. And I always end that 2 minutes, however long it takes you to ask for what you need. And I would say something to the effect of, thank you, God, for being present with me. And I thank you for giving me everything that I need, wish, and desire, as you promised me you were going to do. And then I close that off with the Lord's Prayer. And all that 8-10 minutes of your life, every morning, you do that every day, and it's going to put you in a space of receipt. I call it manifestation magic.
Okay.
If you can do that every day, you'll be surprised how fast the things that you need will come to you because of what you've established in this process. For you, focus on your transition and your release of everything about you first from bringing somebody in. So that's the first thing I have for you. Are you good with that? Do you have any questions about that?
No. Okay, I just, I mean, no, because since you said a transition, especially with my career, that's crazy.
It is crazy.
Plays a part of love. That's crazy to me.
Look at it this way. I'm going to paint a picture for you. You meet some guy today. He's wonderful. He's beautiful. He's got everything that you feel like you need. A year from now, you're not going to be the same person. And because of that, you're going to look at him and he's not going to appear the same to you. It's not going to feel as good anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not his fault. And there will be energy between the two of you. And it's not his fault.
Right.
You just graduated. Mm-hmm. Today you guys are in first year college, and then a year from now you're going to be in graduate school and he's still over here in first year college.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's important to get all that work done first so that you guys are different. So that's why people always say you've changed. That's what happens when we either get in a relationship too young, or maybe we're not finished, you know, with our growth and we get in a relationship, but this person doesn't want to grow, or perhaps they've gone as far as they can go, and then we're trying to pull them.
Grow.
Yeah.
Right.
And mm-hmm. so that's why all that's important, because you're really lifting. You're lifting to another level. And there's all kinds of interesting things coming to me. If you're open to hearing them, I see writing for you. For some reason, I saw you writing for children, which was interesting. I don't know if that's a children's book. I don't know if that's teaching, but I saw you writing for children. I also saw you speaking to people that are grieving and hurting. So it's like there's this process about you that's more than what you are doing right now. That's much more creative and much more supportive. And if I can use the word, it's a little healing too. So you are evolving. And you said something You said something really cool. You said, I'm good. I've got everything I need. I've got my kid. Everything is cool. You're blessed because you've been able to create a space where you're getting paid, you work from home, and you can explore and grow and evolve without the impact on other people in the mm-hmm. workplace, all that kind of stuff. Take advantage of this time to do that inner work so that you can create what it is that you need. And I promise you, you get this done and you're going to be surprised how fast this person comes into you once you get aligned and get into the right space. And I know that that's not as comforting as go to this workshop on Monday and he's waiting there. That would be so much more fun.
right.
Give you a treasure map, X marks the spot. You go there and he's standing there waiting for you with a bouquet. That would be amazing.
Right.
But God says that's exactly what's going to happen. That's exactly what's going to happen. But you just have a few more things to complete around yourself. So think about what I said, and for the listeners, that's for everybody. That little practice that I gave to Regina, that's for everybody. And like I say, I call that manifestation magic. You can't go wrong if you do that every day, and things will just stop happening. I have a woman that's been with me that comes every morning, and she would have a lot of chaos in her life because stuff was happening, and she was, you know, her plumbing was falling apart, and she had mold in her wall. All the stuff is happening. She was all stressed out. She started doing this process, and now the city came in, and because of where the mold was, the municipality took responsibility for it. So they came in, and not only did they fix the mold that was in the walls, they had to redo her whole bathroom. Zero cost to her.
Wow.
Zero cost to her.
Wow.
She had a trip that she paid like $4,000 for, and they weren't going to, you know, she couldn't go nowhere because everybody's on lockdown. And she was stressed out. She's like, I'm not going to get to go. I need my money back. They're going to keep like a part of it. I'm like, take a deep breath. Just give them a call. Do your thing. Do this every day. She did it every day, and they called her back. They gave her all her money back. So
oh, my gosh.
It's not that it's, you know, this isn't magic. This is God, okay? And
right.
God has
mm-hmm.
told us it's in the Bible, it's in everything, that he will give us everything. Ask and you shall receive. He didn't say, asking you shall receive, but only if I want you to have it. That's not what he said. He says, ask and you shall receive. But the caveat to that is you have to believe. And so one of the things that, that morning ritual will do for you is it will help you get into a space of really believing. You got to send it out into the universe and stop thinking about it. And, you know, you give it to God so you can focus on other stuff. And I promise you, I know it's frustrating. I know it's frustrating, but I promise you, you will be there and you will look on this. I'll share one more thing with you and then I'll let you go. I shared this on the call today because I have my husband, my husband. He's the most wonderful husband. He's the, he and I are the perfect match. When I, when my, my first husband and I broke up, I have a daughter with my first husband. I didn't want to be mom with all the uncles. You know, I didn't date for a long time because I wanted her to get through a certain number of those formative years without trying to, you know, without all of that. And I met my husband and he was like, I want to make sure this is real, because he always said he would never get married. He said, we have to be together 5 years before we get married. And so the funny thing is, I still remember distinctly how frustrated I was. I was like, oh my God, those were the longest 5 years of my life. I was like, wow, my God, like I'm such a woman. We're like, and I think about it and I was like, what difference did it make whether we were married or not in those 5 years? It's like, I enjoyed my time with him, but think of how much more joyous it would have been if I wasn't stressing out. And here we are, we've been together 20 years and here we are. But it's like those 5 years, because of my lack of seeing and trusting and my impatience getting in the way. Like he said 5 years, I'm like, okay, that's cool. Let me go do some other stuff while I wait for this 5 years. And that's the space you need to be in. I gave it to God. God said, I need to work on this. I'm going to work on this stuff. I'm going to open my eyes a year from now. And I will have been in a relationship and it's been wonderful and my life is good. And I believe it's going to happen. I know it's going to happen. I trust it's going to happen. So let me focus on this other stuff. And by the way, thank you, God, for bringing that great relationship to me.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. I think that's the perfect place to end. Thank you so much for calling in. Let me know how everything goes, all right?
Thank you for taking my call.
Take care.
I'll keep you posted. You
too. All righty. Bye-bye. So thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll get back with Anthony and see if we can't get him on here another time. In the meantime, I hope you have a phenomenal day. And for your mothers tomorrow, I hope that you either are with your mom or you connect with her in spirit. In the meantime, have a wonderful day. Have a joyous weekend. And I will talk to you later. Ciao, ciao.